Well, feminism, well, some might say it was well-intentioned. So thank you for the good intentions. It failed in many, many important ways. And so when you opened up this conversation by talking about that passage that describes women as the weaker vessel, our society is very eager, even Christians, to say, well, that doesn't apply to our time and place. And so what we have to look at is when we're hearing the messages from feminism, from our society, from any source other than the Lord, when we start thinking that doesn't apply now in the context of God's word, we have to recall that it does. And so there's this temptation to say, well, that was a culturally prescribed statement or exhortation that doesn't apply to us anymore. So now we know women aren't the weaker vessel because I've seen G.I. Jane. And that's how I know that we're not the weaker vessel, because that lady was really tough. But we have to recognize, you know, that is not the standard or the norm for any of us. And something that scripture does to help us in this regard is that anytime in the New Testament, you know, when the Apostle Paul is talking in a specific way about women, he doesn't just reflect on the women of his day and time. He very helpfully takes all of us back to Genesis. And by taking all of us back to Genesis, he teaches us that what went for women then goes for women forever. And so Eve, from the time she was created as the weaker vessel. That was who she was. That was how God made her. And it was a deliberate, thoughtful, meaningful creation. And again, it did not at all imply inferiority. It didn't mean Adam was better. It meant they were different. And those differences were what was needed for creation. And those differences are still what's needed for creation. So for us to dismiss all of those on the basis of we roar now is to do away with all of this really, really important thoughtfulness of our creation that's actually meant for our good and for the good of everyone.